Do you want to drive the license again?
Yeah, why don't I tell you what he said here?
Pretty freaky. I was just telling him 10 minutes earlier, and all our kids were standing where that officer was down. That's where they wait for the bus every morning.
This is your current address on Red Barn?
Uh-huh. Our understanding is they got me cornered over and seen me?
I have no idea. I got real basic info.
I hope they do.
I hope so too. I mean, this guy's, if he's willing to shoot a police officer, I mean, what's he willing to do to somebody else?
We're hearing he shot our neighbors too back there.
Oh, really? He's gonna be back.
I gotta make sure it's okay first.
No.
There, you can go out the other gate.
There's another,
gate out.
Go straight down the street here to the first left.
Okay.
Now take you back out Santa Rosa Road.
What's the number to get reach you at? Telephone number?
My best is my cell, 805.
Okay. And what was it that alerted you to the incident?
Actually, Joanne and I were both, we just put our kids on the bus.
Uh-huh. And the bus stops.
Okay, we're at the next gate. We're at the Arleta gate.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Well, she was with me this morning.
Yeah, just hang on a minute. Let me talk to him now. Okay, and then I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We just put our kids on the bus at the gate at 7:40. And we're walking back down Arleta to our house. And we stopped and we're talking to a neighbor who had stopped and we were just bullshitting. And then a tan Mercedes came flying through the gate, honking his horn, 50, 60 miles an hour. He hit the corner, went sideways, went screaming around the block.
Around which block?
So Arleta, and then left on Red Barn.
Okay?
Went screaming around the corner. We're standing out there going, what the hell is this idiot doing? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Less than 3-4 minutes later, here comes a black or a dark blue Toyota truck. He came flying down in front of my house on Red Barn.
Really fast?
Really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind him is the guy in the Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
White tan, small Mercedes. He's got his arm out the window. He's hauling ass too. Right behind this guy. He's got his arm out the window, waving. Next thing we know, this cop is hauling ass behind him.
Behind the Mercedes?
Behind the Mercedes. So it's the dark blue or black Toyota truck. It looked like it had pool supplies, like a pool cleaning guy. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like was in the back of the truck. So it was the small truck,
the
Mercedes,
then the Mercedes,
then the cop.
Now, did the police car, did you have this lights and sirens going?
No.
Okay, it was just following behind
They were just all hauling ass. They were just all moving. We heard screeching up here, and then within 10 seconds, gunshots. At least 8.
Now, when you started coming down Red Barn, did it continue straight this way?
Straight down Red Barn, and then and hooked up right here.
A right?
Uh-huh.
And you saw all three vehicles?
All three vehicles came flying up to here. And obviously the gate was closed, because the gate closes.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, they got hung up here. By the time we got up here, the officer was already down, because I made Joanne stay back after we started hearing the gunshots. Because it just stay put.
How soon after they turned the corner did you hear the gunshots?
Within seconds, within maybe 10, 20 seconds.
And how many do you think you heard?
At least 8 to 10.
8 to 10?
Yeah. There were a bunch of shots. And I'm not a real gun expert or anything, but it sounded like different caliber guns going off. Louder ones, quieter ones.
How soon after did you hear the gunshots? Maybe,
after the cars went by us and turned right here, maybe 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yeah, I think less than half a minute, yeah.
Did you hear any of them, when they went by, did you hear any of them yelling?
No.
Or,
okay. No. The guy in the Mercedes was frantically waving his arm at the cop to keep up or follow me or whatever he was doing.
So it looked to you like he was waving at the officer.
He was waving at the officer to come on, come on. And then we were still standing up by that gate, and all of a sudden the blue or black little truck went screaming down the road, passed us again on Santa Rosa Road.
Uh-huh.
We came out here, he turned right after the gunshots were through. Then he went flying past Arleta Gate where we were standing.
Uh-huh.
And then behind him was the Mercedes again and no cop. And that's when we came up here and the officer was down.
Okay, did you see the Mercedes after that?
Yes, the Mercedes came flying back in here after the paramedics had gotten to the officer. So he lives back here. He's our neighbor, the guy in the Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
I think that was
his
house
name?
He's the last house built on the very back street.
Okay.
And apparently, I don't know, that's where the guy was hanging out and held up, because apparently somebody back there got shot too.
What time do you think this all started?
Okay, the kids got on the bus at exactly 7:40. This all took place between 7:45 and 7:50. 7:55. So, I mean, I didn't get a good look at the guy.
Was he by himself?
He looked dark complected. He was by himself in his car.
Did you tell how old he was? Was he like an older guy?
No, he wasn't an older guy. I don't know. I'd say anywhere from 25 to mid-30s. I mean, we get angry when people haul ass in our neighborhood. So, you know, when somebody does, we're like, you know, eyeballs on him, you know.
So he was alone, about 25 to mid-30s, white male, Hispanic?
He looked more Hispanic than white, yeah. I mean, he went by me at 60 miles an hour, so.
Could you interview the lady in, are you here to?
The lady in the green.
I'm here to do whatever, dude.
The lady in the green was with me.
Green top, blue jeans.
First, before I interview anybody, because I don't know exactly what's going on in, you can be filled in on.
Neither do I. Okay. I just showed up, so I'm just taking witness statements on what they saw. So.
Well, from that, pretty much takes care of it. From all right. The lady in the green.
Yeah.
Person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your wife?
No, my neighbor. So it's across the street.
Oh, okay.
Her and I just put the kids on the bus.
Okay.
That's why I said this could have been so freaking bizarre.
Okay. So prior to the truck screaming by your house, you didn't see it enter?
Never saw the truck come in the gates, no. And I was in my garage from 7:15 until this all happened. That truck never came in. So either he was already back there, either from last night or early this morning.
Okay.
But my house faces the gate.
Okay.
I'm in my garage every morning drinking my coffee at 7 o'clock and my door's open.
Okay. Right.
Hey,
negative, I'm an officer involved. And you never seen that truck before? Never saw the guy before?
No.
You?
No.
The shots that you heard, did they all sound about the same?
No, they sounded different.
Different?
Yeah. Some were louder than others. It was just pop, 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 pop. But some were louder than that. That's why I said it sounded to me like different caliber guns going on. And when we walked up, there's two. It looked like full clips laying against the curb up there.
Now, when you walked up, or which way did you come? Did you come?
I came up around the corner. This
red barn up to Britain.
Right.
And once you turned the corner, what did you see?
We saw the police, the cop car, the windows blown out of it, the officer down on the grass, and our neighbor who just moved in, the paramedic, putting a compression pack on him. Just a lot of blood.
Whoa. Hold up. I can't go through a front seat, fucker. I got victims on the
door. Well, before you start, why don't you come around this side over here?
Be careful.
I guess. Got to put them in there.
He said he had a victim in the ambulance. I don't know who that is. Maybe somebody needs to go to the hospital.
Well,
that would
be nice if they had quickly told us that. Hello?
All right, so you roll up, you see the windows on the car, they're blown out, you see the officer on the ground,
down on the grass,
and you see one of your friends,
my neighbor.
Your neighbor, a paramedic?
Yeah, he's put a compression pack on him at that point.
Okay, did you see anybody else around?
Nobody else was around.
Nobody else? What was your neighbor's name?
I don't know. Okay. He's still out there.
Is he still out there?
Yeah, he's in the sweats. He just moved in. He's an off-duty paramedic.
Okay.
So he just happened to, he heard the shots and he came running up here and saw the officer down and started helping him.
Okay. And what did you do at that point?
Walked up, see if we could be of any assistance. Said no. He's going, did you see what happened? I said, yeah. He goes, let me, get your ID.
Okay.
For when you guys got here, and that was pretty much it.
Okay. And did you touch anything on the
car? No, did not touch anything.
Any equipment or anything like that?
Nope.
Move anything around?
No.
Did you walk over to the driver's side? I noticed there's some shell casings there. Did you walk up on that side or anything like that?
No. Okay. We came up on this side where the officer was.
On the passenger side?
On the grass.
Okay.
And saw the clips lane in the curb right there. They're still there.
Yeah, I see them there.
And, noticed those. Stayed away from everything. Didn't touch or walk on anything.
Okay. And when you came up, you saw the Mercedes driving back?
The Mercedes, about 5 minutes later, the Mercedes came back in here flying.
From which direction?
He came back this way.
So,
like I said, the Mercedes continued to chase the black truck after the officer was shot.
Okay.
Okay?
So when you came around, the Mercedes was in here, but a few minutes later, you see it coming back in?
It came back in, right. Okay. When we were up here with the officer down, the Mercedes came flying back in here, probably. His family was hurt back there.
Yeah.
So when he first came in, it looked like there was a young girl in the car with him, which we assumed was his daughter.
The Mercedes?
Yeah. Okay. When he first came flying through the gate.
Okay.
And then he dropped his daughter off halfway down the street at a friend's house, got her out of the car, and then he continued back. And then, like I said, within just a few minutes, that's when they all came flying back down the neighborhood.
Do you know the daughter's name by chance?
I do not.
Okay. And do you know whose house she was dropped off at? Or?
I do not. Okay. Joanne might know. Hey, Steve? Steve? Whose house did he drop? Lee's house?
Normally?
Mm-hmm.
And he lives on Red Barn?
No, he lives on the next street over.
Next street over?
The other street name?
Hello?
Park? No, our other street right here.
Sumac?
Sumac.
Right into their driveway.
Okay.
He's also a police officer, LAPD. So that's where he dropped his daughter off, and he apparently, his house is all the way in the very back.
Okay.
All the way in the very back.
That's the
Rocky Peak. That's where the Mercedes was, yeah. Okay.
After he drove back, did you see him again?
No, we did not see him come back out.
Okay. And I guess paramedics showed up and started doing first aid on them.
Yeah, the fire department finally showed up, and then, God, it seemed like forever before the ambulance got here.
Okay.
The paramedics were here pretty quick, and then our neighbor, who I guess is a paramedic, I just met this morning. He just moved in last week. Like, welcome to the neighborhood, yeah. So he was working on him, and then the fire department showed up, and of course he jumped in, and they, you know.
Okay. All right, James. In case I do need anything else, I'll just give you a phone call.
Yeah, that's cell number. That's what you get.
Anything else you can think of that you think might be important? Or?
That pretty much covers it from the time they pulled in till the time we heard the gunshots and got up to the gate.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.